Religion and politics, separate or inseparable? For many years, we have heard phrases like the following: separation of church and state, or no discussion of politics and religion. The first indicates that mixing church and state creates a problem which should be avoided. The second statement indicates that discussion of either politics or religion is a bad thing. What is religion? The belief in and worship of a superhuman controlling power, especially a personal god or gods. What is politics? The activities associated with the governance of a country or other area, especially the debate or conflict among individuals or parties having or hoping to achieve power. What is government? The political direction and control exercised over the actions of the members, citizens, or inhabitants of communities, societies, and states. Direction of the affairs of a state, community, etc. Political administration. Man is heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7-8. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 24b. So we see that our hearts determine who we are and what we speak. What determines the nature of our hearts? What we believe. What determines what we believe? What we hear. What we accept. What we prioritize. Each of us, at points in our lives, gives some thought to existence, the world, the universe, ourselves, and how all things came to be. It is at such time that we explore metaphysical or spiritual concepts. We determine whether we believe in supernatural or only natural things. We determine that there is a God or not a God, or we just don't know. In effect, we determine our spirituality or our faith. From this position of faith, yes, atheism is faith-based, as is agnosticism, we develop a worldview. Our worldview is our understanding of who we are, how we got here, and where we're going. From our worldview, we develop our ideology. Our ideology is a system of ideas and ideals that forms the basis for policy, how we and others should operate in this physical world. From our ideology, we develop our politics. Politics is the vehicle by which our ideology is played out in the context of government. So, we see that it is no more possible to separate politics and religion from government than it is to separate what a person says and does from what he believes in his heart. The concept that the majority should surrender its mandate to or acquiesce to the minority is an insane concept. It assumes the majority is wrong. That assumption should propel the majority to switch sides. Then the minority becomes the majority and the cycle repeats. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. James 1:8. The strength of our faith determines our stability as a person and as a nation. We have wrongly considered plurality, diversity, and multiculturalism to be a good thing. The thing that makes any organism or organization successful is unity. If your body has good cells and cancer cells that fight the good cells, the body suffers. If your government has Americans and un-Americans fighting the Americans, the government is unhealthy and the governed suffer. A government has a framework upon which all other aspects are based. It is the Constitution. The Constitution is that which unifies us. It had to be ratified by every state which has come into the Union. This means that each state has accepted the Constitution as the final authority over them. The Declaration of Independence, second sentence, we hold these truths to be evident, self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The preamble to the Constitution, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. In the Declaration, we see that it is God that has given us rights, that no man can take away justly. In the preamble, we see that the purpose of the Constitution is to underpin a government which is to serve the people's interests and not its own. In the Gettysburg Address, Lincoln coined this phrase which summarizes the purpose of the Constitution: government of the people, by the people, and for the people. The Declaration, the Constitution, and the Lincoln Address expression each comes from a spirituality, a worldview, and an ideology whose foundation is faith in the God who created the universe. We are, as the Pledge of Allegiance says, one nation under God, indivisible. This pledge addressed unity and oneness, which produces strength and prosperity in the context of us being under God. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. The answer is no. So we see that despite the deception of those who would say, as former President Obama said, America is not a Christian nation, America is either a Christian nation or it will cease to exist as a nation because it is in conflict with itself. The evidence of this fact is abundantly seen in politics, in the news media, and the growth of crime, addiction, murders, and suicide. When President Trump campaigned to make America great again, the enemies of America, those who hate the Constitution, the God that inspired it, and those that cling to it, understood exactly what this implied. Personal condemnation for their rejection of the God who inspired the Constitution. A return to a morality code based on the word of the God they rejected. Implication of abortionists and women who submit to it as murderers. Condemnation of immoral lifestyles as defined by the word of God they rejected. A return to accountability for criminal, immoral, and un-American behavior. Emphasis on the pursuit of happiness. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people, rather than of, by, and for the political, educational, and economic elites. So we have come to the point where we no longer have God-fearing, Constitution-loving people in our government, but instead we have atheistic, hedonistic, self-serving, power-hungry parasites sucking the life out of our country and its people. How did this happen? Because we foolishly brought the lie that church and state should be separated. The concept came from the pit of hell. It was Satan saying, God, keep God out of these things and I will take over. Was it God's will that we submit control of his gift to the pilgrims who came to America in search of a land where they could escape persecution, where they could worship him according to the dictates of their hearts? Absolutely not. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Psalm 24:1. When you are come into the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to do the abominations of those other nations. Deuteronomy 18:9. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Psalm 9:17. So we see that it is God who created America, the land. It is his people to whom he gave the land. We are to keep it from becoming like other nations and we will be cast into hell for forgetting God. I confess that I once believed the lie of Satan. Church should not get involved with state affairs. I gave place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. I did not challenge his changing the truth of God into a lie, Romans 1:25. I did not stand up and rebuke and reprove him when the Holy Spirit prompted, 2 Timothy 4:2. The fact is, most of Christianity failed in the hour of our trial. We feared man rather than God. So we're left to clean up the mess. But is it God's will that we clean it up? After all, he's coming back and we'll take care of it. We are stewards of this earth which he purchased with his own blood, 1 Peter 4:10. We will give an account for our stewardship, Luke 16:2. Christians will be martyred in our own land if we don't, Revelation 6:9. Where do we start? By renewing our commitment to and relationship with God, John 17:21. by reading His Word, Ephesians 5:26, by praying in His Spirit, Jude 1:20. What tools are available? The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. The power and boldness of the Holy Spirit, 1 John 4:17. The wisdom of the Spirit, Ephesians 1:17. The fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22 and 23. What steps do we take? We vote. We run for office. We support conservative candidates. We take advantage of every opportunity to vocalize the truth. We, by the strength of Christ, can turn things around quickly, Philippians 4:13. If we fail to stir up the gift that is in us and continue on the same path, the gains that we have made over the past 3 years will be lost. Note the incessant attacks of the left. They will not give up until they die or are converted. The enemy will continue to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. Evil men will wax worse and worse, 2 Timothy 3:13. Abortion, deception, trafficking, etc. will occur. We will eventually be brought before the magistrate, Luke 12:11-12. Some will depart from the faith, 1 Timothy 4:1. The faithful will be martyred, John 16:2, Revelation 24. If we stir up the gift, the Holy Spirit that is in us, spiritually we will change America for Christ's sake. Daniel 11:32. Souls will be added to the kingdom of God. Those in bondage will be delivered. America's greatest export will become faith. Politically, the Bill of Rights protections will be honored. Government will be a partner with the church. Our representatives will be servants of the people. Opportunity, responsibility, and accountability will be the rule. Sickness and disease will be greatly reduced. Race and gender biases will diminish. The unborn will live. Freedom will reign in the land. The kingdom of God should be manifesting on earth as it is in heaven. Luke 11:2. That kingdom is in our hands. Matthew 16:19. As His stewards. Matthew 25:14-30. God bless you to see and understand the kingdom of God. To seek the kingdom as you have never sought it before, and to receive the blessings of His kingdom on yourself, your family, your church, your community, your country, your state, and our nation. God bless you.